You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, November 13th, 2018, and we are about to host our first Women in Hip Hop panel. I'm very excited about this. To kick things off, I have Tia with me.
What's up?
What's up with you?
Just doing things, doing big things, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing?
Right now I'm hosting an internet award show, so that's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
When is it?
Well, the awards are going to be given out on December 25th. But
Christmas Day.
Yeah. So right now nominations are pouring in, so we'll see what's going on with that.
Can you tell us anything else?
No.
What is it called? Where is it? I mean, it's obviously on the
internet. It's going to be online. Yeah. It's really small right now, but we're working with like Instagram and like a couple of pretty big pages and to make this happen. So I'm excited, but I can't really say much. It's pretty cool.
I respect that. All right, Tia, you're always just full of surprises. And you're teaching dance classes too.
Yeah, I teach dance classes. I teach them on Tuesdays for babies and then on Wednesdays for adult people.
Can folks sign up to join your dance class?
Yeah, you could definitely sign up. It's only like $20. It's lots of fun. So if you want to, hit me up at tia.tbh on Instagram and I could give you more information about that.
All right. You might see me in class soon.
That might be nice.
That's scary. All right. If you haven't been keeping up, we recently interviewed Billy Dean Thomas, Ron Beatty, Jansport J, Suicide Squad, and a whole lot of other people. Those podcasts are all up on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, anywhere you can hear podcasts. And if you subscribe, you'll get those right away, including this one, which will probably hit all of those services sometime late Wednesday night, Thursday morning. It used to be 4 a.m., but they're a lot faster, so some of them are hitting like midnight Wednesday now. We are about to bring on a number of distinguished women from the New England hip-hop scene, and we're going to discuss their experiences moving behind the scenes in the industry, and hopefully it'll be an enlightening conversation for our listeners, both male and female. I'm sort of predicting that a lot of women will just be nodding their head like, yeah, of course, obviously. But hopefully, you know, it's productive. We learn a lot. And I think it'll just be good to shine a light on that because we've observed some things and I've had conversations with all of them about it at one point or another. So I'm going to introduce them before they come on. And then when they're on here, they can let me know what I got right, what I got wrong. You all know Amanda Shea. She's been joining us recently on here. She is not here yet, but she's on her way. She is a poet, personality, a manager, a mentor, a marketer, currently going sort of viral on Facebook. She's up over 10,000 views. She was driving her Lyft the other day and a passenger asked her to perform a poem and she did her origin one, which is pretty powerful. He happened to be also a good marketer and he shared it and that's cruising. We also have Arielle Gray, who is a writer, graphic artist, journalist, creative director, arts and culture fellow at WBR, and she has written for Killer Boombox, Vice, Mass Appeal, Huffington Post, etc. We have Jessica Rich, who is a manager of Latrell James, who has been in here frequently. He'll be back to do the State of New England Hip Hop podcast in December, which is a similar theme to this. She's also a fraud analyst by day. And super low-key, I know she does more than this, but that is about all that's publicly available. So we'll see if she can fill in a few blanks. And finally, Lisa Finelli, who is a promoter, manager, founder of Experience Creative. They do brand management, artist development, marketing. She also founded Femme Fatale, which is a platform for female entertainers in Boston. And she is a board member of the Women in Music Boston Group, which is a 501(c) organization. Heavy duty stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We're going to have to figure out the mic situation because we're just about maxed out here. Also, if you haven't checked it out, Extra Bars, hashtag Extra Bars. Check them out. Billy went in. Everyone's been going in. They've been doing their thing. If you're tuned in, you want to join in the conversation, at LFOD Radio. There's an underscore on Twitter, hashtag LFOD Radio. And if you're an artist, hit us up, submissions@LFODradio.com. We are going to kick things off with some music from artists they manage. So this is house music from Anson Raps, managed by Amanda Shea. We'll be back after this and a couple more for the Women in Hip Hop panel.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Live free or die.
Let's make some moves, girl. Ooh, you looking good up in them shoes, girl. Oh, we can go and break some rules, girl. Yeah, I could take it to a new world where everything lit, everything it, everything that you want, man, you get. Yeah, every day like this and before, yeah. Get up in this mix, make sure you go remember that. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Okay. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Okay. One time for my ladies, yeah. One time for my fellas, yeah. One time for the reaper, yeah. One time for the speaker, yeah. One time for the mollies, yeah. One time for the shrooms. One time for the party, yeah. One time, yeah,
one time,
yeah,
do,
yeah. Over to gold, don't ever pawn your mind. Something about the grind. You see how we climb, does it look like I'm lying? You see how we flying, baby doll, it's not drugs, it's signs. Don't even trip off the items. And I really like it cause you got the driving. You ain't even got no license. I got a little functional, I'm hyping. You should come through with the right friends, right friends. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my okay. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. I said one time for my ladies, yeah. One time for my fellas, yeah. One time for the reaper, yeah. One time for the speaker, yeah. One time for the mollies, yeah. One time for the shrooms. One time for the party, yeah. One time, what it do, yeah. Feng shui, yeah. Feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, what up, yeah. Feng shui, yeah. Feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, what up, yeah. Feng shui, yeah. Feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, what up, yeah. Feng shui, yeah. Feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, feng shui.
Number one, don't trust no politicians, okay?
Okay.
Rule number two, stay out your mama business, okay?
Okay.
I ain't got time for all the contradictions, okay?
Okay.
It seem like no one got no common sense here, okay?
Okay.
Rule number one, don't trust no politicians, okay?
Okay.
Rule number two, stay out your mama business, okay?
kill myself from bottle sipping, okay? Cause I be drinking just to solve my issues, okay? I spent 200 on some scratcher tickets, okay? And I ain't make a buck on none of them, okay? My luck been running now, Larry Bird had his clover, Michael Jordan had a Pippin, wake me up when it's all over. I've been down, but don't fuss, down in the cup,
drink.
Brown in my cup, this ain't Henny pimping. Bank account was looking low, having thoughts of hitting Brink so I could pay his way to college before he see kindergarten. Work this 9 to 5 till I get a new position, and it's paying 12 an hour. The system. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians, okay? Rule number two, stay out your mama business, okay? I ain't got time for all the contradictions, okay? It seem like no one got no common sense here, okay? Rule number one, don't trust no politicians, okay? Rule number two, stay out your mama business, okay? I ain't got time for all the contradictions, okay? It seem like no one got no common sense here, okay? Lost my cousin, wants the water whipping, okay? He served his time and cared for all his children, okay? He told me stay in school and not the prisons, okay? And pick your pants up, you are not a n***, okay? My luck been running now, Peyton Manning had his the horseshoe, Kobe Bryant had Shaquille. Get yours now, I'm trying to warn you, I've been down, but don't fuss. Drown in the cup, drown in my cup, this ain't E&J. Never seen a rapper try to pay his way through college, buying food and all your books. What have you broke by next deposit? Refund check that go to travel, refund checks that's in your closet. And I need a refund check if you ever flaked on a solid. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians, okay? Rule number two, stay out your mama business, okay? I ain't got time for all the contradictions, okay? It seem like no one got no common sense here, okay? Rule number one, don't trust no politicians, okay? Rule number two, stay out your mama business, okay? I ain't got time for all the contradictions, okay? It seem like no one got no common sense here, okay?
You be running games out of nowhere. Heard that from one of your friends. So I pack my bags, I'm out, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of your lying out. You're so deceiving.
Yeah.
If this is love, I don't wanna be a part of it no more. I'm moving on. Boy, I know that your time is up for sure. Granted, but I'm still standing, I'm saying goodbye. You're no good for me. Why? You took me for granted, but I'm still standing, I'm saying goodbye. You're no good for me. Come on. Hey, I'ma make it on without you. I'ma stay blessed, stay blessed, no hardship. The money and the jewels and my girls, they got to. Boy, I'm moving on. Saying goodbye, you're no good for me. Why? You took me for granted, but I'm still standing. I'm saying goodbye, you're no good for me.
Goodbye.
I can get another.
another boy. I can get another boy. I'm about to meet him in a while. I'm about to meet him in a while. I can get another boy. I can get another boy. I'm about to meet him in a while.
All right, we are back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was the new one from Marcella Cruz. That was Why. Before that, Latrell James with OK and Anson Raps with that house music. Very unreleased, very exclusive. I think we're the only people with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't flex a lot, but.
All right,
the ladies are here. Yay. So if you want to go around and introduce yourselves, we'll go left to right. So people can know the sound of your voice. Starting with you.
Okay, I am Ariel. Should I introduce myself? Just say, this is Ari. I'm Ari.
All right.
Okay, I'm Jessica.
Hey, Lisa.
I'm Amanda.
All right. And you are the women in hip hop today that we will be talking with. First of all, thank you all for being here.
Thank
this
you
is
for
dope.
Having
I
thank
think
you for having
is.
Us.
You're welcome. I'm glad because I think this will be. I think it'll be very eye-opening. So, and Jess has confirmed that my biography was spot on.
Absolutely. I like to be mysterious.
Other than that, so is there anything that you'd like to add about yourselves before we get right into it?
No. Mm-mm.
You were pretty spot on with your bios there. You did your research.
Yeah, I mean, we need to. It's a lost art. So, I guess before we get going, I just want to set some ground ideas. I don't know if that's a term yet. It is now. So everyone knows who you are and where you're coming from because you all have different things. So I'm wondering if you could just let me know, each of you, what your goals are in this space, like in hip hop. What are you here for? What are your goals?
I think for me, I'm here to have a conversation in community with other women who may or may not be experiencing a lot of the same things that I've experienced being in the music industry. And I won't say hip-hop specifically, I'll say like the music industry as a whole, I think.
Okay, may I worded that wrong? I mean, what are your goals in hip-hop to begin? Like your path?
Oh, you mean
yeah.
Like, oh,
what are you striving for? Yeah.
Oh, I'm just hoping to cover dope music and write about it. And yeah, that's
okay.
Pretty much it.
I guess for me, I'm trying to make, I guess Latrell as successful as he can be in his lane and where he wants to go. And, you know, I grow with him, so I learn a lot about myself in those terms. So I'm just trying to grow and inspire other people who are kind of lost and don't know how to find their way. But, yeah, just providing a lane for them as well.
I think for me, it's about really, one, building a platform for artists on several levels, large scale, and you know, being someone that helps them grow their art into a sustainable, profitable brand. So I want to, you know, my work with artists is helping them help to put them where they want to be and help them to just grow as an artist. And then experience creative, I want that to be all about building platforms for artists.
I don't know what to say after all that. Like, that just sums up. I'm done. I'm man. No.
Mine was pretty short.
No, yours was great. I think my purpose in hip hop, Wow. When I first came on the scene, I'm a spoken word artist. So for me, I felt like there was a lot of lanes that a spoken word artist can like jump into, and a lot of places that we had to be able to perform. And what I found was that a lot of doors were closed in Boston, and that certain artists weren't able to get on certain platforms. Yeah. And because of that, I just was like, you know what? I want to come in and I want to F stuff up and bang down doors and show people that, you know, women are just as powerful as men and that we can accomplish anything that we want to, regardless if we're managing, you know, a man or a woman artist or non-binary.
Yeah. All right. So
yes.
She said she wasn't going to say anything.
I wasn't.
So on that line, just while we're introducing ourselves, so if you could, I'm curious what your approach is to achieving your goals, and we can go back the other way, and how you currently feel about your situation / progress with that. And then we'll jump in and start going back and forth. Start. You can go the other way this time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, keep it.
Wow, what's the question again? Because I was expecting already.
So
answer.
You said your goals, but how would you describe your approach? If you could boil it down to one sentence, like your approach to business, hip-hop. Oh, don't cheat.
She gave it away.
We're just trying to get prepared.
It was right here.
It's nice to have our answers.
I was you got me on your toes. See, they're very resourceful.
Yes.
You guys, so
that's one point for
that's
us.
That's one. So resourceful is definitely one thing.
So how would you describe your, I mean, F stuff up, kick down doors sounds like you already kind of did this part. But what was your approach and how are you feeling about where you're at now in terms of your situation and progress?
My approach in the beginning was very skittish. I'm not going to lie. It was really intimidating to go into these spaces and people be like, who are you and what do you do? And you don't have like a company behind you, right? Because I'm an independent person. So for me, I was like skittish coming in. And then I started to think like, wait, hold up. Like, I think that, wow, I just like blanked out for a second. Yeah, this is radio. This is live. I think my strategy now is to not only find resources, but to look at what other artists are doing, because nobody's story is the same, right? So nobody makes it into the business the same way. So I study other artists, see what works for them, see what the moves that they're doing, and also like apply it to like the artist that I happen to be managing at the time, and making sure that I don't change their art, I don't control their art, and I give them free range in how they want to be represented.
That was pretty good. You know, for me, I think I've had the door slammed in my face more than enough times to know that you never accept no for an answer. Mm. And I think part of my journey is that I can be relentless at times. And sometimes it works to my benefit and sometimes it works to my detriment, you know? And then, you know, my background, I have a television production, ad agency, music background. So I look at each one of my artists like they're, you know, Ford or Chrysler or some of the larger accounts I've worked on, because that's how detailed we need to be with their work. So the biggest hurdle for me now is trusting enough to bring people in to help, because it's getting to the point that it's growing, and that's great. That's amazing. It's the best problem any entrepreneur could have for a startup. But it's very scary to trust your baby in the hands of other people. So yeah, that's probably the biggest issue I face now.
Okay.
For sure.
I guess for me, it would be like feeling a lot. I say that because...
What, your approach is feeling?
It's trying and failing.
Oh,
and I know
failing.
That that's cliche to say, but I like to fail because I like to know what that feels like and then build off of that on how to not do that again. And, you know, when I first came in here, I really didn't know how to do anything. And, you know, thankfully for YouTube, the College of YouTube and Google University, I figured out a lot of stuff on my own. And I guess that's how I built up in terms of how to maybe respond or how to write things or on why this person didn't respond this way or why this person didn't do that. And I stole a lot of stuff from some people. Like when people email you in certain ways, I would steal certain things that they would do and I would implement it into my emails
to make it
to make it better. And, you know, I did what I could to push my artist further, and I did what I could to kind of blend in to make it seem like I was, like I knew what I was doing, even if I didn't. And I think that's always the name of the game, because perception's always going to be your number one seller, and experience mm-hmm. is always going to be number two. If you can sell it, then you can build off of that later. But as long as you can sell it, you can move forward. So that's always been my mentality.
I think mine's a little bit different, because I'm kind of like on the opposite side of music. Like oftentimes I'm covering it, I'm interviewing artists, I'm talking to artists. So I don't know. Sorry, can you repeat the question? Because it's kind of hard to remember like after.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering your approach to your work. If you could boil it down to like a mantra even, like that you approach things with. And then how you feel about where you're at now, your progress.
I think the key to my work is realizing that everybody has something legitimate to add to the culture, to art in general. And in that being the case, access always has to be there for people to be able to really capitalize on all of these things that make them unique, right? That make them artists, that make them creative. And part of what I try to do with my writing is explore that and expose that and shine a light on it, really, when I feel like a lot of times our platforms, our news outlets don't. And so that's just kind of been like, I think that's what I'm currently working on right now and the space where I'm at, yeah, okay. With my writing.
Okay. All right, so I want to get into this and have a little bit more of a group discussion, but if we could start with this topic, we'll start positive. So what is the most enlightening thing that you've learned since starting? Something you completely didn't expect to encounter that you discovered working? Well, it doesn't actually have to be positive, but what is something that you was completely unexpected that you jumped into this and you're like, whoa, this is how it's going to be?
I guess like for some apparent reason, like men really have a hard time talking to women. And I didn't really acknowledge that until like I started being in here. Like I remember like one day I was like, you guys say hi to everyone in the room, but you guys never say hi to me. And I was like, that's really weird. And they were like, well, I never knew if you were somebody else's girl. But I was like, I'm not their property and I'm still a human being. So you could still say hi to everyone in the room and acknowledge their presence, because you don't know what that person can do. They could be, you know, the head of something, and you just kind of sidestep them because you didn't know they belonged to someone. And that was like really, like it was really weird to me, because I would constantly be like, I've seen you 20 times and we have never said hi to each other because you're scared of this boundary that you made up in your head.
So. Yeah, I would go off of that too. A lot of times, especially when I started really writing about hip hop and covering hip hop, you know, shout out to Killer Boombox. They gave me like my first writing gig here in Boston. But a lot of times when I went to cover shows and things like that, it was always assumed that I was a groupie or that I was like trying to get backstage. And I'm like, no, I'm covering the show. I'm like writing about you as an artist. I'm not here trying to get in your pants, like trying to get backstage. Like, I'm not a groupie. This is my job, right? Like I'm getting paid to do this. And so just experiencing that and realizing that it was going to be like that a lot of times, I was like, okay, wow. Like, yeah, this is how it's going to be, I guess.
There were a few times, probably a few years back, where I was working in situations with headlining artists and kind of dealing with the entourage and the managers, and I started to see that I got treated way differently than the male that I was working with in the room. And every single person either assumed that I was his girl or that I was just like a groupie hanging out. And then once they talked to me and I was like, no, I either at that time, I'm the brand and PR manager, or, you know, I'm the one that works with the sponsors, and now, you know, no, I'm the founder, it's my company. People don't think that's what you're there to do usually. So it's that's hasn't ended. They always think you're there for another reason.
It's like men are, like, instantly have value, and we have to prove our value, and it's a little weird.
Yeah, our value is based on our sexuality.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're like, if you're a groupie, you're getting backstage, oh, you're attractive versus, right. you know, like just being treated a certain way based on how you look, based on how palatable you are to how sexually attractive somebody finds you.
I'm glad you started with the idea that it's like this thing in their head, though, where they're not approaching you because of this imaginary thing, because you reminded me before we went too far. One thing I do think is a lot of this, there's definitely things you guys have encountered that is like blatant and outright, but there's also probably a heavy amount of it is subconscious even, or not outright. So I definitely want to help guys like, oh, I do that. I need to fix it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hold a mirror to
That's a hard
it.
One, I think.
Yeah, it is hard.
Amanda, you look like you guys.
Well, you see it in a lot of conversations happening today where people are like, I'm not this or I'm not that. And then you hold up the mirror and you're like, but this is what we see. And it's like, oh, I didn't realize. So, but...
Oh, I can tell men the first thing that they can do is if we're having a conversation... And you're uh-huhing me all day throughout the conversation. And then a male approaches you, which has happened to me and Anson on several occasions where we're having a conversation. I could be talking to somebody and be like, yeah, yeah. And we're exchanging information. And then all of a sudden it's like they dismiss what I say in the moment. But as soon as Anson says it, it's like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, bro. Like, we should totally do that.
That has happened multiple times.
Like, that's ridiculous to me because it's like, hello, we just engaged in this conversation for about 10 minutes now. I've given you every single penny of knowledge that I know about a question that you asked. I didn't ask you to ask me, and now I'm telling you the answer. You disregard what I say completely until a man justifies it for you and makes it fact. So if you're having a conversation with a woman, you know, I think we get a bad reputation as not knowing enough about hip hop. Like, my dad has been like my backbone for music, period, because he had a plethora of music. So I know a lot about hip hop, even back 80s, 70s, 60s. So to disrespect me and think that I don't know what I'm talking about or I don't know the history of hip hop just because I'm a woman is really, really, I ain't gonna say that word, but it's crazy to me. Like, so that's probably the first thing you can do is not dismiss a woman in a conversation because you don't think she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I think from a booking point of view, I see, and I want to make it clear, there's obviously nothing wrong with an all-female bill. I have the Femme Fatale brand where I feature women on a bill.
Yeah.
But traditionally, you will only see a lineup with a group of male artists and one female artist or an all-female lineup. The line on most shows I see, and I have, you know, six female artists that I work with. So I see it a lot that they're usually the only female on the bill, and there's no shortage of female artists, but it's like almost easier for the male promoters to like rock with the guys and instead of doing the legwork and finding out, you know, who are the female artists in the area that are actually doing something.
Which is weird because they would probably bring more people in the door.
Right.
Right.
For sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. I had a situation very recently where someone tried to book one of my artists, but unfortunately they didn't have the proper budget to do so. But I said, you know, I work with some other artists that would really just love the opportunity, and they're just equally as talented. And I got told, well, no, we really just wanted this one person. And I was like, all right, I got six other females that you could pick from, but that's cool. I got you.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. So... Yeah, what do you... So, they're talking about from the manager perspective. What do you run into booking-wise with... You only manage female artists? You have a male
artist?
No,
I do have, right now, one male artist, Shayda Glitch, who's a pop EDM artist. And it's not that I only work with women. It just so happens that I get a lot of female artists coming to me because... You know, I had some success with Marcella, and then Jeannie came on board, and she's been doing real well, and then... You know, like Rebecca Zama came up with, they all started to come on board and everyone, you know, did well. But I see people never think that I'm the promoter. When they'll come into the venue, and I've had guys at my shows talk to me a certain kind of way, and I'm like, this is my show. Get out.
Yeah.
And I've been challenged on more than one occasion. And I'm like, no, this is my show. That's my company. If you're going to sit here and disrespect me or disrespect the other people in this room,
you gotta go.
And I think that like men sometimes think that like because they're like they're emailing a woman back and forth, like we're a secretary. Mm-hmm. And it's like they never bring the secretary to life to a power position. And they never make that transition. Because I can communicate with somebody back and forth, 20 emails, back and forth, back my name's present. Jessica Richards, back and forth. Jessica Richards, you're saying Jess. I'm saying whatever. We're back and forth. You're acknowledging me. I'm acknowledging you. I meet you in real life. You bypass me and never acknowledge me. Even though we've been 20 emails deep for the past 2 weeks, a month, whatever, about a show, and there's still no like, I guess, power to the emails. There's only a secretarial position that never elevates to something of a different stature.
Yeah, you get stuck in that like goaltender manager space, I guess.
Yeah.
Like you're just an obstacle to get to the artist.
And I've been at, you know, award shows where people just bypass me, say hi to Latrell, and I'm like, wow, you know, where do you think this comes from? Like, you know, like, where, you know, he just has some invisible woman named Jess that just goes back and forth with emails. Like, I don't understand it. Like,
you are Jess.
It's so confusing to me, but yeah.
It's really Latrell answering Jess.
Right. Yeah, yes. I'm like, you know, he has a manager named Jess. She's invisible sometimes, allegedly.
Well, you're very low key.
I am very low key, but that doesn't mean that my value should diminish because I'm low key.
Yeah.
I'm still a woman. I'm still human. I bleed blood.
A lot of, I wonder if it's a different, yes, you do still bleed blood.
What does that mean? You're low key.
I'm low key. I'm not out there, but I still, my value's still present.
Right.
Because I'm not as vocal as some people. Doesn't mean I don't have any knowledge. I know what you're saying. But I'm just saying, like, I still, like, Amanda still has a lot of value. Mm-hmm. You know, Ari still has a lot of value. Lisa still has a lot of value. Just because we're not out there, like 20,000 fault. Like, we're not supposed to be out there. We're supposed to be in the background. If I'm more popular than my artist, I'm doing something wrong.
Right. Mm. I meant, like, there's some, you're not a pushy manager. I've dealt with some that are, you know. But I wanted to ask real quick before we get past that, though. Do you find booking between male and females, do you even get treated differently based on which artist you're representing?
Yes.
Based on gender?
Yes. Definitely, because that's just the situation right now. I've worked with many male artists over the past few years, and I definitely, there's a difference in the way the bookings go for them, and I feel like with the female artists, people will be surprised that I'm asking what their budget for compensation is. Like, they automatically assume that they don't deserve to get paid. Whereas when I'm booking my male artist, it kind of comes up earlier and I'm not the one having to push it. I find that I'm usually the one, I'm always the one that says, what's your budget for compensation? And either I'll get, we have this, or what's the asking fee? Or, well, you know, it's a piece of the door split between 30 artists, so, you know, nothing.
Yeah. I don't do
right.
door.
Right.
Or if you sell 25 tickets, you can...
Yeah. Right, yeah, that kind of thing. So there definitely is a difference in the booking aspect. And I also, sometimes I see it from the artist to the promoter aspect. Like, sometimes I think being a female promoter, male artists don't always know how to engage with me.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, it's like, I'm just talk to me. I'm a person. I'm not going to curse you out or like tell you no. Just tell me what you want and we'll get it done. And those barriers need to get broken down because it's annoying.
I don't know where it comes from.
I'm playing back every interaction I've had with each of you over the years in my head.
I don't understand it. It's the weirdest thing. It's like you guys have not grown up around women and you've been in a cave all day. Like, I don't know what it is.
It's a, yeah. Ari. I have a different, you have a slightly different approach, and I'm curious about, so we've had experiences here, we've always had it's always been a show that I've been hosting, but we've always had female co-hosts, whether it was Taz or Priscilla or Amanda or Tia or anybody. And we've actually changed the layout of our show where we had people sit because, you know, Priscilla would ask someone a question and they would turn and look at me and just answer me. Like, not even, I don't, and again, I don't know if it was conscious, I don't know what, but it always turned back. But then on the flip side, I remember this Method Man interview where he's ripping on this guy and he basically gives a speech about how only women should be interviewing artists because it's so much more pleasant to engage in that conversation. And like the guys, it feels like, why are you asking me all these questions, bro? Like, what's going on? So like, do you find, how are your interactions with artists when you're interviewing them and writing about them?
Sometimes it is like what I was saying before, like, even if I'm not being treated like a groupie, it's still kind of like this weird in-between stage of like, I don't know. It's, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's still like I'm still being treated like I, like there's a potential for something.
It's flirty?
Yeah, yeah. And again, this all depends, obviously, like, you know, if the person finds me attractive or not, obviously, whatever.
Right.
But I find that the majority of the time, when it is that way, yeah, I'm treated like something that's kind of like, oh, you know, like, oh, you cute, you know, like, oh, we can't, oh, we could talk, we can, we could have a conversation, you know, you're worth my time, right, because I find you appealing,
yeah,
in some way, right? And also, I noticed this too, I get treated differently when I'm, versus when I'm skinny, versus when I'm a bigger, when I've gained weight. Men treat you very differently when you're a plus size woman. It's kind of like they treat, sometimes they treat you, and until they find out what it is you do, you don't really have value. Because off the bat, like, you know, they have some weird issue with like bodies, and you know, with women having bigger bodies. I don't know what it is. It's weird, but
yeah, a lot of this we don't even have the degrees necessary to unpack,
to dissect. We not a psychologist.
I don't have a degree, but I have a life experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, just this is my experience, obviously. But yes, that is what I have noticed in general. And with female artists, it's always kind of like a hey sis type of thing. With male artists, sometimes it's, you know, it can be like an iffy situation, you know.
I feel like that translates across everything, what all of us do. It's like any male to female interaction in that way. And it even comes across in the verbiage sometimes. Like, don't put in an email, like, don't holla at me, don't call me ma, don't call me baby girl. Like,
yes, that's like, the thing to not do. Don't say, hey, love, you know, don't, like, don't, if you don't know me, don't tell me, don't be like, hey, love, I don't know you.
Keep it formal.
Who is you, right? To be calling me, who is you?
I've had people call me Lee, and that's, like, a name that my family calls me, like Lee or Lily, like, no, it's Lisa. If you don't know me,
right,
like, don't give me a nickname.
Like, kind of infantilizing you, like, oh, like, oh, your nickname, like, hey, Lily, like,
right.
No. Yeah, don't do that. Those are two don't do's. Yeah.
Don't do that. Well, that goes back. So this was the one question. We put it out on our Instagram, these little ask us a question thing, and we asked like for some topics. Most people, a few people said, you know, they just want to hear what I have to ask you. But yeah, they're like, we want to see what you're going to do with it. So like, I felt an incredible amount of pressure. I was like, what did I get into? The only question I got is, and it just said, how do you deal with misogynistic rappers?
Oof.
So
I think I just complained to Latrell afterwards. I'm like, I don't like that dude. I was like, yo, he didn't look me in my eye. Like, we had a conversation. And the funny thing is, like, you can have, it's a weird, again, I don't understand it. But, like, you'll be having a conversation with men and, like, you'll be there, you'll be engaging in conversation and they'll just talk to the man. And you could be giving insight. They'll look at you once and then talk to them for the rest of the time. And it's like, I don't understand it. And it's like, Again, what she said about having to prove your value and having to, like, it's like you have to walk around with your resume on you just for somebody to talk to you like a regular person. Right. And it's really weird. I don't get it. But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm flexing, but sometimes you got to let people know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes you just have to straight up, like I said before, like, I've had males at my crowd, in my crowds at shows, or, you know, even male artists talk to me a certain type of way, and you have to remind them sometimes, like, this is my show. I'm the boss. You don't like it, you can go. And not to, like, not to be confrontational in that way, but sometimes I think you need to remind people, like, I exactly what we keep coming back to. This is my worth, so if you came in here not knowing, now you know. This is what it is. And then, you know, some of them you're just not going to get to. You just got to get through the night and then go on with your life, you know?
All right. So, this is where, wow, we're already running out of time. I have a couple big things. First of all, what's going on?
Oh,
she was just... We were just having a conversation on the side.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. We do that from time mm-hmm. to time.
Okay. I'm not even going to make jokes. So what is... Because I just want to really drive this home. Because... And you might have a story, you might not. But what is something that... Like, I wouldn't believe you if you told me that happened to you? Like, what is the most outrageous, like, to illustrate that you have a totally different experience?
Hmm.
I don't know.
That's
a good question.
What is it? Yeah.
I have one. This was a couple of years ago, and I'm not going to name him because now he's kind of gotten popular. And, you know, I was real cute, you know, a couple years ago. You know, I was... had my faux locks in, you know, but I was writing about music, right? And I had gone, he's a musician, and he had come to Boston, and, you know, I had been talking to him about his work, about his music, just wanting to learn more about him. And basically it was just kind of this weird situation where I was with the guy I was dating at the time, and basically this artist tried to basically invite me in front of the guy I was dating to come get in his car and to, like, take a ride with him, basically. And the guy I was with didn't even really say anything. And it was me and this other girl who was a musician as well. And he kind of played it off to the both of us, like, as an option. Like, oh, you could do this, right? And then, so, obviously, we were like, nah, with the, like, what? And then even after that, like, he could not believe that I was asking him for an interview. Like, he couldn't believe that I was actually asking him to do an interview on a piece about his music. Like, he was like, I never told you I would give you an interview. I'm like, you tried to bring me back to your hotel room. Well, like, what are you talking about? And I was just like, after that, you know.
Yeah.
Hands washed. Like, that's it.
I guess I would say, like, again, building off of, like, the 20 emails back and forth, it's, again, like, I'm not going to name any names, but we were at, like, an award show, and, like, you know, after going back and forth, which is, like, emails, like, again, it was so many emails, and, like, I met this person before, we've had a conversation, he knows, like, I manage Latrell, like, he already knows that. So, you know, we get to the award show, like, I see him, I was going to say hi, he walks exactly right past me to Latrell to say hi, and I was so angry, I was so furious, because I'm like, dude, I've met you so many times, and for you to be in a position of power and not even acknowledge the women that kind of are the concrete of, like, of an artist getting there, it's just really disrespectful. And, like, as women, we're not allowed to kind of lash out, because then that aligns with people's perceptions of women.
Right.
And, like, mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know if you could say damned, but it's like, D if you do and D if you don't. And, you know, we're always the bad guy, even though that we probably put in more work than the men that actually manage the artists out here, because we have to continuously prove ourselves that we're worthy or we're at worth. Like, you know, I helped Latrell get a commercial on a national stage, and I still don't get treated as an equal to the person I work with, which is Eric. Eric gets more prestigiousness than I do as women, even though that, you know, I kind of man the ship, but he gets all the credit.
Really?
But you would never know that, because I don't, you know, I don't really complain about this.
I prefer dealing with you, to be honest.
But
right, when I asked, when I hit Jess up because WBUR wanted to cover Latrell, who did I hit up? I have Latrell's number, I have Jess's number. I'm going to hit up Jess. That's his manager. I'm not going to bypass her to hit up her artist when she's the one managing his stuff. Like,
they do that all the time. Like, they'll hit up Latrell 99% of the time.
And he don't know his schedule, you do.
He don't even know right now, but on his back for stuff. Like, if I don't remind him, it doesn't get done.
He's got PB&Js to me.
Wow. So, I was... Damn, how do I say this? I was on a particular radio station with...
Sam, what did you do?
With Anson Raps.
I know this story.
Definitely.
I remember when this happened?
I remember.
Can we say it for the audience? I am not the unnamed person.
No, Sam is not the person she's talking about.
You're definitely
collusion.
Not that.
Yeah, it's...
definitely not. I was up at a radio station. We had asked, you know, like, we're in press run and we're like, listen, we have a show, da 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 da, can we come up there? So I go everywhere with Anson. Like, that's not like a not known fact. Like, we're always together. So I go up there and they ask me. Now, I knew the guy, one of the guys on the radio station, like, had a little thing. Like, he's said some things that I kind of like let bypass me because I'm just like, is that like a flirtatious thing? I was like, I'm gonna just ignore that real quick. But we get up to the station and he must have been in his feelings because it's his, you know, his radio show. And he asked me to come on the mic. And I remember he was like, he made fun of my name. And then he was like, oh, your last name is Schaefer? And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, Amanda Schaefer reporting live from Channel 5. And I was like, on air. And I'm like, dude. And he was like, that sounds like a white girl name. And I, on air, said that. And I was like, wow. And then he proceeded to say, he had asked Anson a question about like scheduling or something, and Anson was like, you gotta ask my manager, right? And he goes, oh, he thinks he's big time, already telling me to go to the manager, right? This is all on air. Lisa's shaking her head, like, it was all on air. And I was like, wow. I'm like, well, he's just telling you who's, you know, the person who's gonna schedule you in for this show. And he goes, well, I don't really like managers anyways, but that's a whole other conversation for another show. I was like, did this dude just shade me? Because I wasn't trying to give him the time of day, like, because I wasn't trying to flirt with him because I didn't want to give him my number. Like, you bring me and the artist I manage up here to throw shots on your platform? Word. And yeah, I definitely told Ari because, you know, I was like, can you believe? And he was ready to ride out.
This guy.
There was one set of shows. There was an artist that was touring, and we were bringing them to Providence in Boston. I will say it was a 90s hip-hop group. It was not Wu-Tang Clan. It was not Onyx, and it was not Capone and Noriega.
Okay.
So if you know any of my history, I mean, I don't... Two different members of this group, the show in Providence, he, like, got a little too intimate. Like, one of the members of the band tried to, like, kiss me, and I was like, you're fucking, like, old as hell and on a lot of drugs. Like, no, I'm good. And the next day in Boston, and then we did a meet and greet during the day, we did an appearance, and then the next show in Boston, the next day, there was some kind of issue at the end of the show, and another member of this same group almost punched me in my face. What? It's the only time that I ever was like, what am I doing? Like, yeah, this was... I would have been laid out. Like, he got in my face because he was mad at the promoter at the time. And I almost was the casualty.
Wow.
And, yeah. So, shortly after that, I was like...
One of those
no more shows at Middle East.
Could happen to a man as well.
It can, but this was not like a middle-aged man ready to fight, right. You know, a 30-year-old woman.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I can hold my own, but I'm like, I'm not even 5'4".
Listen, I don't fight fair. So that's like right now. If there's a bottle in there, I'm not fighting fair. Right. I do not fight fair.
I'm fighting a kill.
I do not fight fair.
And I hate to say, that's not the only time I've had an artist like try to, what are you doing at the show? Like, no, stop it. This is work. I'm not trying to go to your hotel room after this. Relax.
Yeah. So here's what's up. Somehow we've already hit the hour mark. I feel like there's a lot more to talk about.
Part two.
Are any of you free next Tuesday?
You are on my therapy days, but it's all right. I can come after.
Yeah, we can make it work. We can make it work.
I'll be in Atlanta, yeah.
Let's find out when you guys are around. Let's do a part two, because I want to get into more, like, dropping some gems, giving some advice. To aspiring women and also to existing players with... what can change to make things better for everybody? Because sure. This isn't good for anybody.
No.
On any level. But if people want to follow any of you guys, what are your social medias? Can you tell them real quick?
I'm at Bonita Afrobum on every platform. It's BONITAFROBUM.
And I am just_JRich on every platform, JUSS, and then underscore, and then you can spell JRich.
I'm at only one Lisa Marie. Catch me there. And Experience Creative. Hit up Experience Creative. XPERIENCE Creative.
And hit up the next show, because, like, Jeannie Santiago's on that. Rebecca Zama's on
night.
That. Sunday night. I'm sorry. I just had to, like, throw that in there. You can catch me at Amanda Shea all day. That's Amanda Shea, like Shea Butter, S-H-E-A. Don't play me with the S-H-A-Y. I don't know why anybody would spell it that way. But it's Amanda Shea all day, all one word, all lowercase. You can find me. I'm the yellow icon.
Dope. So what I would like... from our listeners, if you guys could get at us with some things you'd like to hear us talk about on part two, and we will get to setting up part two, which might be at the top of the new year. We might put it in 2019, because we do have the state of New England hip hop panels coming up. Those are 2 weeks, and then we have Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving and a million other things. But I'm excited. This is
We're almost over.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're done. So
it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Where
so
am I at?
Welcome to Earth.
This was really cool, guys. I appreciate you taking the time to share this with us and with everyone. And we definitely want to get into the more like what we can do side of things. So we'll set something up. People listening, let us know at LFOD Radio everywhere. There's an underscore on Twitter, but we pop up way before you get that far. This will be on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, LFODradio.com on Thursday morning. If you subscribe, you will get it ahead of everybody else. Amanda, are you going to do an extra bars for us?
Yeah, you want me to do an extra bar?
We're going to drop some extra bars with Amanda Shea.
Word.
Hashtag extra bars spelt correctly. Check that out everywhere. And if you're an artist, submissions at lfodradio.com. As you may have guessed, we don't have a guest next week. So if you